Welcome to The V Word. Today I'm going to talk about prevention of sexual assault and when do you start. And so guess what a study in New York City has done? This was done a couple years ago, but it's a fascinating study and I thought I would bring it up again. This is one where the students mapped the especially dangerous areas of the school building. The students. One of the tenets of the anti-violence movement has to bring the voice of victims, of survivors, into the discussion of reducing sexual violence. To listen to and believe what people are saying who have been assaulted and where and why. To listen to them say debunk the myths that it's about clothing or identity or where you're at or what time of night
or what you're doing.
But back to shifting boundaries. This is a dating violence prevention program designed for middle schools. It was a multi-focus program. The classroom intervention had a curriculum emphasizing the laws and consequences for perpetrators of dating violence and sexual harassment, not just telling women how to be safe, but telling perpetrators how not to abuse and what are the consequences of their actions. Our society has spent a lot of time overlooking perpetrators' actions and excusing their behavior and blaming the victim and making sure that they have no consequences. It's refreshing to see a course that was designed to let young students know that there are consequences to sexually abusing, attacking, harassing, coercing another person. The curriculum also included the social construction of gender roles and healthy relationships. That was one of the interventions. Another intervention called the building-based intervention included the use of building-based restraining orders, higher levels of faculty security presence in the safe, unsafe hotspots that were mapped out by the students. So listening to the students, telling them where were the areas of the school that weren't being monitored, that were unsafe for students to be in, as well as posters to increase domestic violence and harassment awareness and reporting. As expected, the program worked. Behaviors improved as a result of this program being placed in the schools, actually over 30 public middle schools in New York City. The building only and the combined interventions were effective in reducing sexual violence victimization involving either peers or dating partners at the 6 months post-intervention. While the interventions were effective, reduced sexual violence, reduced domestic violence. Another school in Illinois implemented a program teaching communication and emotion management. They were looking at how social emotional learning programs in middle school reduce the probability of being called homophobic epithets. It reduced not only homophobic name calling, but also sexual harassment perpetration. This program was implemented not only in Illinois, but in Kansas. What a great idea. Having a social emotional program to address interpersonal conflict and to teach emotion management to youth to reduce aggression. This was in elementary school and in middle school. One of these programs, the program in New York City, was implemented in 2013 and the other one last year in 2014. So I'm hoping that as we move into a much larger awareness of sexual violence across our society, that prevention in middle school programs and even in elementary school programs becomes the norm. Today's show is in recognition of some new legislation put forward to enhance old legislation, Senate Bill number 828, that got offered January 11, 2017, in which any family life education curriculum offered by a local school division shall require the standards of learning objectives related to the prevention, recognition, and awareness of child abduction, child abuse, child sexual exploitation, and child sexual abuse to be taught in grades K through 12. This bill was introduced in response to state lawmakers wanting more sex abuse prevention education taught in schools. For more information, or if you need to talk to somebody about sexual assault, you can call the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline at 804-612-6126. You've been listening to The V Word, hosted and produced by Carol Olson, here in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. For more information about The V Word or to hear past shows, you can go to thevword.org. To learn more, support, or donate to keep independent radio on air, go to WRAR.org.